Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio. WRVA, it is, don't say it, no, it's Friday Eve. Certainly happy to be right here, that's for sure. Got a lot of different things that we are dealing with. Tip of the hat to Charles Pyle, our great, great news director, our wonderful afternoon news king. Staying on top of every important story. And unlike some people who have pretended to be news people throughout the years, I got to tell you, Charles does the hard work. Absolutely does the hard work. So it'll be interesting to see and hear if Charles actually gets a response from Sam Rasool. I wonder if any of the big-time Virginia Democrats will bother to address this issue. Do you know what I learned the other day? I was not even aware of this, and shame on me for not knowing this. The Attorney General of our Commonwealth, Jason Meares, who I'm here to tell you truly is the people's protector, one of the best of the best. One of the best of the best. He actually has a task force on anti-Semitism. I was unaware of that. Now, I don't know who's on it or what's involved or if it's an ongoing thing. But I tell you what, that's one of those things I'd be happy to help out with. There are very few things, frankly, that matter in the biggest of pictures, right? Now, I want you to think about it. Well, I scored the big promotion at work. All right, that's nice. Do you plan to work until the day you die? No. Okay, well, that's not the biggest thing ever. We got the biggest house in the neighborhood. All right, well, congratulations. That's nice. Can you afford it? Yes. Are you enjoying it? Yes. What happens when a little bit outside of your neighborhood, a bigger house gets built? Oh, I don't know. We have a tendency to place a lot of value in material things. And I'm not a minimalist, right? I've shared the photos of some of my stuff. I got a lot of stuff. And the more that my boys piss me off, the more I'm thinking, I'm not getting rid of anything before I die. Blank them. Let them deal with it. Oh my God, Dad left us 10,000 challenge coins. What are we? I don't care what you're going to do with them. Tough. That's what you get for not starting the car when I asked you to so that the battery doesn't die. That's all. Listen, paybacks. What can I tell you? So I do. I got a lot of stuff that I've accumulated over the years. But I also know I'm not taking any of it with me. And I know big picture, as nice as it is, or as much as I appreciate it, or as much as I enjoy it, giving back just trumps all of it. All of it. Being able to help in some way is so much more important and rewarding. So I'm involved in a couple of things, as you know, and I don't necessarily talk all about them because, believe it or not, it's not about me. Although that's difficult when the show was called The Jeff Katz Show. As The Jeff Katz Show, Jeff Katz has to talk a lot about Jeff Katz, you know? And now I'm talking in the third person like that, like it's a character or something. But there are some things I care about really passionately. I did multiple terms on our Hanover County Community Services Board. Why? Because it's important and I care. I serve on the Sheriff's Advisory Board. Why? Because I care. I volunteer and go into police academies. Just try and share a couple of thoughts here. Why? Because I care. Governor Youngkin last year appointed me to the State Board for People with Disabilities. Probably the most meaningful post that I've ever had. An amazing, talk about an honor, an absolutely humbling honor. That's why I say when I heard that the Attorney General, Jason Meares, has assembled or is assembling a task force on anti-Semitism, I said, okay, well, that is something I would do. And I got a couple of charities that I help out, and I'm at the point now where I have to rotate them. I've got three charities in rotation. I don't have openings for anybody else. Sounds crazy, right? Well, it's just that. For me to give 100%, because that's always my goal, is to give 100+% to whatever I'm doing. I can't always be raising funds. Because at some point, people go, hey, you know what, Jeff, it's enough. You've asked for enough, and no, I can't help this group because I helped the last group. And I don't want to put anybody in that position. So I've got three big charities, right? And you know about them because, well, I do annoy you about them. I know. Friendship Circle of Virginia, Special Olympics of Virginia, the Family Foundation of Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Those are my three. And each year I try and do some sort of fundraiser for two of them. So that way I'm not annoying everybody every day. And they're in rotation and they know, hey, we can't always go to Jeff. I am going to do something. We haven't decided yet what we're doing with the Autism Society, because what I did, you know, I've lost a couple of pounds. You know what's weird? I actually weigh less now than I weighed in high school. I think I'm essentially at the weight I was in junior high school.
Come on, man.
Well, it's true. And my legs are hairy. And no, they're not that hairy. But I am. I've lost a good chunk of weight. And so I get a lot of stuff that doesn't fit. Now, I've always had a problem with clothing that doesn't fit, but it was always the opposite direction. Look, I can't close these pants. Oh, this shirt is bursting open. And now it's the opposite. Like, I got stuff that's too big. And it's just as annoying to have to buy new clothing. Now, I'm not done with the weight loss yet. You know what my goal is, right? I want to get back to like 9 pounds, 8 ounces. My original weight. I think that's a fair thing. At some point, I'll get to that. But with the Autism Society, the Law Enforcement Patriots hockey team, which is comprised of great local police officers, deputy sheriffs, etc., they play hockey and it's all for charity. So they got these great autism awareness jerseys. Now, technically, just so you and I are being totally honest with each other, a hockey jersey is not actually called a hockey jersey. It's called a sweater. But we don't have the biggest hockey community in Central Virginia, so I just call it a jersey so everybody knows what I'm talking about. But they had it done for autism awareness. Well, it's just way too big for me at this point. And I asked the coach if I could get it signed by all the players and then donate it to the Autism Society of Virginia, and I did, and so now we're trying to come up with a good way to make that a prize, say for, I don't know if we're doing an auction or something. We're going to do something. I actually have a call with one of the big folks at the Autism Society tomorrow to figure that out. So we'll get that done. But take an opportunity, I guess is my point. I know I'm just preaching here, but take an opportunity to give back a little bit. Take a little opportunity to help a little bit. You really would be amazed. Here's the selfish part. You'll feel good. You'll be doing good and you'll feel good. And that's a great combination. Really, really, really is. Just a couple of other quick reminders. Saturday morning, In the Garage, 8 a.m., In the Garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio show anywhere. That will be, again, this Saturday morning with Stan Andruski. You don't want to miss that. No, I'm not going to be on this one because I will be airborne, headed elsewhere. 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve and some very, very, very interesting texts coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, it's amazing that the Virginia Republican Party candidates are traveling the entire state while the Democrats are hiding out in Nova, Richmond, and Norfolk. Yeah, well, you know. Steve the Painter, it's been a while since I've heard. Can we turn off the mic in the newsroom? 804. Hey, Jeff, I find it unbelievable that in 2025, we have to listen to the same people from 1929 dehumanizing, bullying, and violating the rights of human beings who were hated and despised for simply being born. Imagine if we were to change this situation by replacing Jewish people with black people. What would those Democrats do? We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, love you too. Jim and Deb are great folks. And they have been part of Politics and Pints. Always nice to see some of our great listeners in person, because we got some really, really, really great people who are part of this here little station. It's really nifty. A couple of things that we are going to be dealing with at 4:35. We're going to take a tiny little teeny break, if you will, from some of the other issues. Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And I am just so happy that we are doing some good things, some great things with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We are sort of kind of wrapping up what it is that we're doing with the father figure. I'm looking at a beautiful note here that I'm going to share with you in a second. But Chris and I are going to talk a little bit about the final efforts, a couple of days left here to bring on board as many donors, as many contributions, sell as many tickets as possible for the father figure. So we'll talk with Chris about that in a second. Hey, let me just share this note. It says, Jeff, I know you dare not repeat or repost the vile stuff that you get from some of these haters. I will tell you every Sunday in my pastoral prayer, I say, we pray for the peace and security of Jerusalem and the Jewish people. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not even going to say who that is or where they are, because I already know that there are so many in the Christian community who are saying and doing exactly that every week. So pretty good stuff. All right. We've got rain, by the way, that's just rolled in here to Ashland. We'll keep you apprised if it's coming your way. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.435 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We've got some rain up here in Hanover. Not bad, though. It's not really terrible. It's not super heavy or anything like that. May or may not be coming your way, so just be aware of that. If you do run into something, do me a favor and shoot me a note on the James River Air text line, okay? 833-804-1140. I just keep everybody up to speed on it. You know, I know our friends at 8 News and Storm Tracker 8 with Matt DiNardo. I know they're doing a great job, but if you are somewhere and there's just something that pops up, and especially if it's impacting your travel, of course, I want to let you know about that. All right. All sorts of stuff. Now, I do have a pair of tickets for the Cookout 400 that is over at the Richmond Raceway, August the 16th. I'm going to give you those tickets. What are we saying here, Jeremy? Like 5:45-ish? I'll get the exact number that Jeremy will pass along. I'll ignore it, but at least he'll give it to me and I'll give it to you. So always tack that ish onto the end. So I'm going to call it 5:45-ish. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets. There's a big event coming up. It is the father figure. This is the 10th anniversary of the father figure. This is the big fundraising effort for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, a marvelous organization. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am to be involved in it and with it. Chris Beach is the executive director. We're coming up on the final couple of days for the fundraising effort. I want to get the details out there from Chris so that we can let everybody know and get us to that $100,000 mark. Chris, thanks for being here.
As always, thanks for having me.
The pleasure is always mine. Believe me. How close are we? The goal here, you said, amongst the four teams was to get to $100,000. Now, that's a big number. Are we all getting close?
We are getting very, very close. And I think the competition amongst the dads is pushing that. And that's what's so exciting about this, just seeing the teams, the final four teams, the dads who have come back to be funding fathers again, and just seeing how excited they are to like compete against each other to, you know, they want to get that $100,000 goal, but they also want to hold that trophy up at the end. So yeah. It's really the $100,000 goal is within reach as of right now. So I'm very excited.
Okay. And we're doing the big reveal, if you will, August the 16th at the Robbins Center. Now, I know we've got jerseys this year. Your whole thing this year, it's like the big NCAA tournament, right?
It's called the Funding Father Final Four. Yeah. And we got 32 dads who have done it before. We put them into four teams, 8 each, and they are competing against each other to see who will raise that trophy at the end. And the jerseys just came in today, so I'm getting ready to go pick them up. And each team is going to have their jerseys on that night. It's going to be a huge celebration for dads.
I love this. So if it's happening a week from Saturday, just how much longer officially are we raising money?
As always, I'll throw that little caveat in there. We have two more days where I'm going to give all the teams the totals of what it is at that time. Then we're given the final 4 days until the 14th to go out and raise money and sell tickets. And I'm not going to share how much each team has It's just a sprint to the end to see who's going to win that trophy at the end.
Oh, okay. Now, here I thought that it was wrapping up. Okay, so we actually have until August the 14th. Now, you know, I'm going to be out of the country, so I'm going to need the support of the dads on my team. I mean, I don't want these guys slacking if we're going to get Team Cats right over the line.
Oh, and right now, it has been with two teams right now, Team Smith and Team Cats.
Yeah.
It's like one day Team Cats is in the lead. The next day Team Smith's in the lead. And then the next day Team Cats in the lead. And Team Gardner has their big event tomorrow. So they're hoping to get their name into that too. And Team Kennedy is that dark horse who might have a little thing waiting at the very end. But the big push right now is to get tickets, because every ticket you buy goes straight to the team you want to support. And at that night at the event, we have an amazing band called Trademark. We have great food. We have activities to do. And we have a mechanical spider. Now, I know you don't like the insects.
No.
No, you don't want that. But it's a unique thing. I mean, how many events do you know to have a mechanical spider? How many times can you say you've gone to an event where you danced the night away and jumped on a mechanical spider? Zero.
Yeah, that's right. And if I didn't love you and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia as much as I do, I would continue with the number zero, brother. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Awesome. Yeah, but no, we just want to make sure, regardless, if we see that $100,000 raised, that's the important thing, is because it goes straight to the support programs that you teach, that we all teach across the state. But the bottom line is, we're guys. We like a little bit of competition, and we're going to celebrate each other that night. And just, you know, all of us will be able to raise the trophy if we get that $100,000 raised.
That is sweet. I mean, it really is, the whole idea of holding that up. So Chris, let's talk about some of the programs that the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia shares with men around the state, and by sharing it with men, we're helping everybody, including the spouses, the girlfriends, the significant others, the women who are involved in these lives. I brag all the time, obviously, about our Inside Out Dad program, just because I love it, and I look forward to going to Pamunkey Regional Jail once a week and teaching it. But it's not the only thing we do, right?
No, we have 24/7 dad class where we go into rehabilitation centers and civic centers and community centers and teach dads who just want to be stronger fathers and give them the skills they need to be there for their children and their families. We do the new dad 101 class in the hospitals before the baby is born, because a lot of dads just don't have that confidence they need. And once they take the class, they're like, you know what, I can do this. So we're doing those classes. We do marriage coaching and relationship counseling, premarital coaching. So because we know if the relationship is strong, that the kids are going to be better off for it. And we also have co-parenting classes. We have classes through conflict. We have divorce, going through divorce and raising your children classes. So we want to be wherever the dads are. And, you know, we really see ourselves as relationship restorers.
Yeah.
We see ourselves as hope givers. But we want to take men that are not deadbeat dads, they're dead broke. And we want to help mend them to become the men they want to be, the fathers they want to be, and the husbands/co-parents they want to be.
You know, it's weird when you talk about the, quote, deadbeat dads. And this was one of those things we actually had a great conversation about, that great discussion with some of my students at Pamunkey Regional Jail, where these were guys who had been through, you know, 14, 15 weeks with me, man. That's not easy. They've shown that they really are, they're in, you know, they want to be better dads. They want to improve these relationships. And even they had heard about this proposed legislation that essentially would have said, hey, as soon as you get out, you are going to be so far behind, there's no way to catch up. And you're coming right back, essentially. I mean, it was a terrible piece of legislation.
Yes, and that's why we are working very, very hard. We're working across both sides of the aisle to try to get legislation that's going to protect these dads and give these dads and women who are coming out of incarceration,
yep,
a protective reserve fund where they can't touch that money, so they can't afford the housing, they can't afford to live, and then whatever they have left over, then they can make sure that they're taking care of their priorities and making sure they're taking care of their financial obligations.
It's great stuff. Chris Beach joining us. He's the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. All right, so Chris, you mentioned some event coming up soon for some other team. Let's not really dwell on that, okay?
I won't even mention it again. Yeah.
No. I mean, really. I mean, come on. But we do, we Team Cats, we assembled a team of eaters. We enjoy a good meal, and so we got a lot of great food out there. We've got Jake's Place donating $2 from each Jeff Katz sandwich that's sold. We've got the Beaver Dam Grill, who is donating money for all the stuff they're selling. We've got Riverside Coffee out in Montpelier. They've been donating things, and obviously we've got the Pie Safe Baking Company, Laura Sylvester. She's going to be out and about at farmers markets and fairs right through this weekend, raising even more money. She's raised quite a bit for us so far. But you mentioned the tickets and the donations. So if somebody's listening and say, look, I'm fine with food, Jeff, I just want to make a donation, how do they just flat out say, here's a donation to Team Cats?
It's very simple. You go to Father Figure VA and fatherfigureva.org. When you go there, you'll see a sign that says Team Cats. It has your face with all the rest of the team right on there. You can click there and make a straight donation towards Team Cats. Or right below that, it says buy tickets here. And you can come to the event. And then as you buy the ticket, there's a spot that says, how did you hear about this? And you say, I heard about it from Team Cats. And guess what, Jeff? You get all the credit for that as well. So whether you want to make a direct donation or you want to come out to the reigning best charity event in Richmond, and just found out today that we're a finalist. We're in the top three this year again.
Sweet.
So we must be doing something right about that. So we're encouraging people, you know what? If you're going to make a donation, great. But why don't you make a donation and come out and enjoy the event that is the best charity event in Richmond.
Oh, man, I love that. That is just wonderful to hear. Congratulations. I'm glad we're back in the top three. I'm looking for us to repeat. That would be just fantastic. It really would. Oh, you know, one other thing. I want to mention this in front of everybody, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but I was going through my emails, Chris, and on the very first email addressed to us about how this is playing out, et cetera, et cetera, you actually addressed the email to me and my teammates, and it said, Dear Team Smith. And while I know you did, and while I'm sure it was, you know, just a typo, I think just to be fair, there should be a percentage of whatever it is that Team Smith has raised going back to Team Cats. Clearly, there's been some sort of I don't want to cast aspersions and use the word shenanigans, but I don't know, Mr. Beach.
I know, and I love the fact that it's so great because the leader, Team Smith, Brantley Smith, said he was listening to the radio. He listens to you every day, and he's probably listening to you right now, and he said he was talking about the fundraiser coming up from Chipotle, and he said, I turned it off. I couldn't listen to that anymore.
Ah!
So there's always that, you know, just that competition. We're all for each other, but when it comes down to it, we all want to win, too, and that's the great thing about this competition. It's a friendly fun, but in the end, the dads across the state win.
Absolutely. And bottom line, whichever way you're donating, hopefully it'll be Team Cats. I certainly would appreciate that, but I do want you to get the tickets. Hopefully you hear about it, Team Cats. FatherFigureVA.org. FatherFigureVA.org. Chris, this is probably the last time you and I are going to get a chance to chat before the big event.
Yes, it is. And I wish you safe travels as you travel internationally. And, you know, I will stay on your team. And I think there's a couple of them that might have a little something up there. They knew something was coming at the very end. So it's going to go all the way down to the end. I'm excited.
I love it. Chris, I always appreciate you being here, brother. And I will look forward to seeing you a little more than a week. That is the great Chris Beach. He is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Great organization. I am honored and humbled to be part of it. I'll tell you that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Ronnie checking in from Powhatan says, Jeff, we've got some light rain out here in Powhatan. All right. Well, very good. Well, I mean, it's not anything that's going to be overly disruptive as I take a look at the official forecast here. But, you know, you got to deal with it. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., hanging out with my friends on Newsmax Television again. It's first edition on Newsmax TV. That'll be tomorrow at 7 a.m. I'm hoping you'll be able to take a look at that at the same time you're listening to Richmond's Morning News with my buddy Rich Herrera. So you'll be, you know, updated on everything. Should be good stuff. What else? Coming up in a little less than an hour, I've got the pair of tickets for you for the Cookout 400. This is going to be over at Richmond Raceway. It happens on August the 16th, and you definitely want to go. But I'll give you the chance to win a pair of tickets. I'm calling it 5:45-ish, which means it'll be somewhere around there. If you're listening right now, don't go away. There, okay? Now you're covered. But 5:45-ish. Coming up at 5:05, that I know, my friend Tony Pham. Tony knows everything there is to know, I would say, about border security and interior enforcement. Headed up ICE, as you know, for President Trump. He knows of what he speaks. And he will be with us exclusively at 5:05. Looking forward to catching up with him. He's got a brand new piece. You know, he's doing a lot of, I guess, academic would be the proper way to do it. He's part of this big think tank. He's a fellow and just great stuff. He's got a brand new piece out, and he's also got a lot of things helping the community. He's just a solid, solid guy. And so I'm looking forward to chatting with him. I'll keep you updated as well on what we do or do not hear from Abigail Spamberger or the other leaders of the Virginia Democrats. Are they or are they not going to say something about the horrible Jew hatred coming from their leading candidates? That's what I would like to know. Are they just going to just, you know, leave it where it is? Don't know. We'll find out. But Tony Pham joining us at 5:05. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.